It was week two of the A-League across the weekend. If you want to go through the results, this is what you do. You click on the button and it says to you that Western United had a 1-0 victory over Perth Glory to get some points on the board, 3 points on the board. Wellington defeated Central Coast 2-1. Adelaide and Melbourne City played a 2-2 draw. Melbourne City scoring twice in the last 15 minutes to square it up. MacArthur defeated Sydney FC 1-0. And the Melbourne Victory defeated Brisbane Roar yesterday 3-0. And the Wanderers and the Jets played a 2-2 draw. But let's go back to Western United and their performance on Friday night against the Perth Glory. 1-0 was the result. And Steve Lustiger was very, very happy about that. He joins us on The Breakfast Club this morning. G'day, Steve.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. Were you happy with the performance overall? It was a 78-minute goal for your boys, but were you happy with how it all panned out?
Yeah, look, obviously, look, it wasn't our best performance. It was only our second game. I thought we probably played a little bit better the week before against Victory when we lost. But, you know, we got the 3 points. It showed great character from the boys to you know, get the result, especially when we probably didn't have our best performance. So, look, overall, we're very happy to get our first win of the season.
We spoke to John last week after that performance against John Aloisi, the coach, for those listening, after the performance against the Victory. He talked about how well he thought you'd played and would have been quite within your rights to take the 3 points in that game. It didn't happen. Was there pressure on you to get some 3 points on the board after that performance?
Look, no, I don't think there was pressure on us, but obviously, you know, you always want to win your first game. You know, you've got a bit of, you know, you're a bit anxious, you're a bit sort of nervous. You always want to get that first win of the season. And, you know, we're very happy that it came against Perth, you know, albeit, you know, like I said, it probably wasn't our best performance. Probably, you know, definitely I thought we played better the week before against Victory. But, you know, it shows that's also a great trait to have from the team, is to grind out a result when you're not playing so well.
One of the challenges
we'll take a lot of positives out of that result.
Sorry, one of the challenges with a new coach is working out how to play under him, and getting that chemistry. And it's easy to do through a pre-season, and you get practice matches and you scratch matches against yourselves. But when it's against opposition who are fighting for their lives, just like you are, it sometimes can take a bit longer. Are you confident that what John's doing and building with this squad can come together quite quickly?
Yeah, look, 100%. You know, John's come in with, you know, we've had a long pre-season, but, you know, it's been so positive since the first day he's come in. You know, we've worked at it on our structures, the way he wants us to play, and everyone's, you know, bought into that. Everyone's on board. And, you know, it will take a bit of time, but, you know, every game in the A-League's hard. You know, you're not going to have any easy games. So every game's going to be a battle. And, you know, we've got to be on top of our game if we want to be, you know, up there winning games and make sure that each week we're performing well.
And Dylan Wenzel-Hall's came off the bench for the winner. Tell us a little bit about him. It's first goal for, obviously, United.
Yeah, look, Dylan's come from Brisbane Roar. Good up-and-coming young player. He did well in Brisbane and, you know, he's full of energy. He came on and did really well, and it was good for him, obviously, to get his first goal for his new club, and, you know, I'm sure there'll be many more for him this season.
Steve, you've played at so many different places over the last decade and now going to a brand new club, essentially, with Western United. We've spoken a lot to a lot of the players in the last couple of years and obviously to John Aloisi just last week about building a new culture. What's it like? What does it feel like, Western United, to you?
Yeah, look, this has now been my third season at Western United, and look, the club's got, you know, a big future ahead of them. You know, now we've got a new chapter now with a new coach. We've got a lot of new players in this season as well, a few new foreign players. We've got, you know, a good mixture of experienced players, younger players. And, you know, there's so much happening at Western United that, you know, there's a lot to look forward to. You know, obviously there's a new stadium happening, there's new facilities, you know, the fan base is growing. So, you know, it is going to take, you know, a couple of years for it to all happen, but, you know, year by year, you know, it seems like everything's coming along nicely. And, you know, the club's a very family-orientated club. You know, we're building our fan base, and like I said, there's definitely a lot to look forward to, and the future definitely looks bright for Western United.
Steve, we love an ambitious shot for goal. What were you thinking when Alessandro Diamanti had a shot from, it was nearly halfway, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, to be honest, doesn't surprise me with him. He's tried many times. I'm sure he's definitely scored some goals like that throughout his career. So with him, you always got to expect the unexpected. And, you know, if that went in, it would probably be no surprise coming for someone with his quality.
You mentioned before the new stadium that's being built for the club, obviously being in its infancy. You played at GMHBA Stadium last week, you played Amy Park on the weekend with a win over Perth. Where do you feel is home for Western United?
Yeah, look, we're all over the place, aren't we? So, yeah, look, we all enjoy playing in Geelong. Amy Park, they're probably our two favourite grounds to play at. You know, I feel like we've got a bit of a connection at Geelong Stadium. We've had some good results there. You know, the fans turn out there. So, look, Geelong or Amy Park, probably. But, look, we've also got Ballarat. You know, we've got a good fan base over there as well. You know, obviously, we're going to have a few games also in Tasmania as well. So, look, at the moment, you know, we're sort of juggling all these different stadiums, and it's something that we've got to sort of take on our stride, you know, in our stride. You know, it's not ideal. It's not ideal because we don't have that sort of home ground sort of fortress that we can sort of, you know, fall back on like other clubs do, but you know, in time we will, and you know, we're just taking all this in our stride this season and making the most out of it.
Are you a bit of a footy nerd? Do you watch the other games when they're being played across the weekend,
yeah,
just to keep across what's happening?
Games, to be honest, yeah, I watch. I'm a big football fanatic, so I do watch a lot of the games.
Who's standing out to you so far? Only two games in, of course, but is there anyone that's jumped out of the box?
Yeah, the A-League's very close. It's very close. Every game's a battle, isn't it? There's no game that you go into thinking, yeah, we're going to, you know, this game's, you know, an easy win. There's no chance in the A-League the way it's gone. Well, obviously, Melbourne City's going to be strong. Even they had a hiccup on the weekend against Adelaide. You know, Melbourne Victory's come looking strong this season with their new coach and some new players. But like I said, you know, every game's going to be tough. Every team can beat anyone so on their day. So it's all about, you know, on the day, making sure that you're up for it, that you prepare well and that you perform well.
Well, you'll find out where you sit in the scheme of things. As you mentioned, Melbourne City with a 2-2 draw with Adelaide. You've got them Saturday night at Amy Park. So you'll find out where you fit very, very quickly in this A-League season. Steve, we wish you the best of luck. Congratulations to you and the boys with the win on the weekend and look forward to an epic on Saturday night against City at Amy Park.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. Steve Lustiger with us from Western United, 1-0 over Perth.